Can you talk a little bit about why aromatase inhibitors cannot be used in premenopausal patients without ovarian suppression?
Basically, what happens if you try to suppress estrogen production in a premenopausal woman is the gonadotropin levels go up, and you hyperdrive the ovaries to attempt to make extra estrogen. So as I understand it, it's very difficult to suppress, essentially impossible to suppress functioning ovaries. That's the reason why aromatase inhibitors are not used in premenopausal women. I'm not aware of any trials that have looked at this in any depth in metastatic disease. Actually, there's an interesting possibility in metastatic disease, and that is that some tumors appear to have a lot of aromatase and make their own estrogen. And so it's possible that some tumors actually drive themselves, but all of that's theoretical possibility. And I think that we know that tamoxifen works well in premenopausal women. There's no reason to fool around with an unproven possibility. And so aromatase inhibitors are not recommended for premenopausal women.
Now, what about the premenopausal woman who receives chemotherapy and ceases menstruation after chemotherapy?
Yeah, this is the one place where, you know, is it practical matter? It makes everybody uneasy. Most of us have been burned in the early days of adjuvant therapy with aromatase inhibitors with women who started menstruating after they were apparently in menopause. So most of us are very cautious about the use of aromatase inhibitors. The younger the woman, the more likely she's going to restart menstruation, the less likely an aromatase inhibitor is a good idea. From my point of view, particularly when I know that the trials in which people have started with tamoxifen and switched to aromatase inhibitors, those women have done well with a late institution of an aromatase inhibitor. I never start a woman who's menstruating before she gets chemotherapy, then becomes postmenopausal. I never start a woman like that, an aromatase inhibitor. I always give her tamoxifen. Then there's always the problem of how can you even be sure after 2 or 3 years that she's truly postmenopausal. Tamoxifen itself can interfere, give you false gonadotropin levels. You can be fooled, even looking with endocrinologic tests. But I think if you're going to switch a woman from tamoxifen to an aromatase inhibitor and there's any question in your mind about whether or not she might be premenopausal, one thing to remember is people can be cycling and have significant estrogen levels and yet not be menstruating, essentially having anovulatory cycles. And so it's very important in such a woman, first of all, to confirm that she's got postmenopausal levels. And then what I would do is reconfirm it some months later and perhaps a couple times during that first year, because nothing feels worse than having a woman start menstruating when you're giving her an aromatase inhibitor because you realize that from that point and probably for months previously, she hasn't been getting any effective adjuvant endocrine therapy.